Activating meridians. Alignment. Instability in field. Negative. Charge aligning matrix field. Positive. Coordinates reached, Commander.
Activate the Shade field.
Activations of multidimensional engines.
Launch communications probe.
Power levels to maximum.
Activate all dimensional levels of communication.
Communication established.
The voice you hear is known as Bob.
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 Bob. Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached our destination. This is the last slave planet in the galaxy. Under all agreements, under all rights, under galactic law, we now proclaim this planet free. The dissension of the true human consciousness has begun.
Energizing Shambhala Diamonds.
The men, women, and children of this planet are now set free.
Windfields activated.
You have already reached.
Activate Shambhala Diamond.
Critical mass.
Integration onto microcosm, expanding linear space.
Prepare for landing.
Free space activation.
Don't know any better is understandable, but being willfully ignorant is the worst kind, because you know there is an option, and there's a really good possibility that that other option is correct, but you choose not to believe it, you choose not to look at it. That's LOL at Truther's my ass.
Hey, that were our Natalie, that. Hey, get in touch with us if you're out there and you hear that now. From the old 9/11 Truth Movement over in Pal Talk. That was a long time ago. But if you are actually in Pal Talk listening to us, and you are actually streaming us in there, yeah, you can join us if you like, or not. Just kind of carry on what you're doing. It's a brilliant program. There's some great people out there doing some brilliant work. I've heard of a few people return over there recently. I'm going to have to come and visit you all really soon. My apologies. I've only been going back in for technical issues. God, bane of my life. So, yeah, what we're doing, this is the Dark City Show. We're a little bit late because we asked for solutions, and we got the guy ringing in on Bob's show. That was wonderful, wasn't it? Great show, Bob's show. Great show, love it. I love it. Love everything, love, at the moment. I really do. So, yeah, lots of stuff happening on the Dark City. Really, I mean, I'd like to try and fill you in on everything I can possibly fill you in, but I've forgotten loads of it. I've actually been drawn down to A4 pieces of paper. Now, for some reason, I've scribbled a headless man in the middle of it. I've no idea why I've drawn a headless man in the middle of it. Maybe it'll reveal itself. The Rick Simpson stuff we've been doing over the last few weeks, we've had massive amounts of feedback, right? Everyone who's responded, I'm not even going to begin to start going through that list of people. Saduma has actually got all the responses that we've had from that. But we're going to save them up for over on there on Sunday and Rick's show if we get a chance. If not, we'll pop them out in the Dark City afterwards, or at least some of them, because you wouldn't believe the people that are getting on board with this Rick Simpson. And I'm talking about some big name people out there in the world. Now, if you have had that little bit of a clip, you know, not a clip, just, hey, we're pushing up Rick's stuff, you know, in UK like and over Europe, then, you know, pass it round. Pass it round. We're trying to give Rick a platform. This is not a permanent platform. Of course, you know, Rick will be coming on and off and joining us. But it's a short period. We're trying to use this period to stay focused and getting that done. So forget, you know, all them people, right? Not putting them aside, of course, but just forgetting them for a moment. It's the ground workers and stuff, what's gone on in Spain. That's really where I want to kind of focus the energy on this at the moment. Another little bit of stuff I can share. I had the thrusting demon wanting to put something in my box. This is a thrust cable and wireless. They've bought Demon Internet. Demon Internet is owned by I think it's Virgin Media alone, the old cable and wireless network there that once was put in by cable and wireless, of course. Now, that was an independent IP. Some of this has been touched, and Vosto touches on some of this stuff, but this is something that affects us all. Well, not saying Vosto's stuff doesn't. It's quite topical and focused in. But what I want to get at here is, many people went over to BE Internet Provider. There were two main reasons. One, technically, it has double the compression, so you get twice the speed. And the other one was there was no tracking of IPs, no information being given out. I just want everyone to know that they've been now bought by Virgin. I think it's Virgin. Simple as that, really. So if you are out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Start looking for an alternative ISP. And when you do find one, can you let me know? Because I will vote with my feet, move with my feet. I don't know if anybody else wants to throw anything else in into this at the moment, because you're quite welcome to. But like I say, if we can, I want to kind of touch on the Spanish connection. Because, well, to tell you the truth, because it just started happening 2 or 3 minutes before the show started. So yeah, that's how I tend to do it. What do they call it? Freestyle, is it? Or someone to give it a name for it now. I called it making it up as I go along. That's tend to what I generally do. So yeah, any of you lot, any of the crew this evening, or any of you people out there who aren't actually in the crew, and that crew of people is the ones that do not always speak, but they are here in our Skype room at this moment in time. And you can get into that room by adding Bob's Backyard. Or any of the other hosts, actually, most of them are kicking around in the room and they'll pull you into that call. So you can do it like that. Or alternatively, you can use the telephone, a landline. And that number outside the UK is 0044 161 298 0298. And from inside the UK, it's 0161 298 0298. If you're making a Skype call, it might work it out, because you've already been there and you won't need to, because you'll use the Bob's Backyard anyway. So there you are. If you do want to join us, please do join us. We'll get you in. Again, it is a Dark City show, so there is no definite topic. It can go anywhere down the snake ladder. Using Litmus's drawing the other day, who joined us. So yeah, great to get people who are actually out there living the alternatives and actually putting things into practice. You know, get somewhere, you know, try it out for a bit, practice it, and if it works, then it becomes working practice. And that's pretty simple, I think. Easy for us to follow. So, crew, is there anything you, any of you want to throw in our melting pot this evening?
I just want to ask Robo one question, because he said on the break there that he's not allowed to drink coffee. Robo, why aren't you allowed to drink coffee?
Uh-huh. It should be fun.
Is he there?
He's run away.
Run away.
I'm not too sure. Robo Hippie. Yes. Bob to Robo Hippie.
His nose filled.
Need to read the text.
Just for the listeners, the text says, "I'm eating chicken, mouthful."
Well, it might have been Anarchist Gimp for a minute.
Oh, Anarchist Gimp. I may have a little bit of... Yeah, well, I'm going to keep that for a little bit later in the show, but we may have some more news from Anarchist Gimp.
Get him on.
Well, you can imagine he has difficulty getting his words out, Chris, due to the anarchy coat and the orange. You may be able to hear in the background he's actually struggling at the moment with his breathing, so...
Take the orange out for a minute. Give him a
minute. Yeah, well, no. You may notice the difference between Anarchy Gimp and what most people would know as Gimp. We obviously mean... This is a graphical... mechanical something or other. Interface. No, it wasn't. I can't remember what he stood for at all now. But it's nothing untoward. We do think that we use this word GIMP, which is a word that obviously is like Al-Qaeda, or, you know, you can't use the word because it's offensive. So we do suspect that's why GIMP's first internet appearance got immediately banned. So, you know, this is a real... another first for Dark City. I do think he escaped, he got on the internet, and he was removed from the internet within a matter of seconds. So yeah,
maybe we need to change his name to Chump.
Maybe we do need to change his name here.
Chump.
It's a graphics image manipulation program on Linux.
That's it. He's a graphic image manipulative program. That's what he was doing. That's exactly what the GIMP program is meant to do. It goes out there and it graphically, by its looks, how it looks, you see, it graphically manipulates, you know.
Stereotypes.
Stereotypes, yes, that's right.
Is it programs that he manipulates?
Say again, Chris.
Is it programs that he's manipulating?
No, he manipulates the consciousness of those that interact with him.
Yeah, the programmed consciousness.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I've seen what's behind the mask.
We'll have to take your word for it then.
Trust me on this, Chris. You know, I think some things are just best left.
Yeah,
well, you will notice that the orange is not actually this is a voluntary action. This orange is actually being held in place, you know, without any mechanical fixings or anything at all. So yeah, you know, we do say that Dark City is open to all those that agree, you know, that it's open to all those that agree it's open to, and on we go, you know, as long as you agree. It's all welcome. You know, it's pretty simple. So we've got to cater for them, you know? We've got to cater for them. So for those people who don't know what you're talking about, today in Manchester, a friend of mine, Tony, came with us, and he's never been to one of these things, ever. We'll have a look at one. He just had one of these coats, you know, one of these coats that you zip up, and it's a skiing coat. He's got one of these coats, and immediately, there were stereotypes. There really were stereotypes straight away. I mean, I don't know what stereotype they put me into. I'm walking up the street, braids in the air, and World War II flying jacket on, and the chop shot. And then, barking orders at people in the street. Get out of the road, what are you doing? Stop wandering off. I suppose looking from afar, it looked like an outing. We were on an outing from a psychiatric department, which I suppose we are really, in a sense. But we have to look after one another and take ourselves out now because we have care in the community. So yeah, we tend to try and not take things too seriously, or at least I do. I mean, doing this kind of thing, you come across some traumatic stuff. I don't censor anything, me. People will tell you that. You want to get on and say something, then that's fine. My issues are when, you know, don't start pointing your finger at people, blaming, you know, let's come up with something. Yeah, don't get me wrong. You know, if you've got some lunatic trying to break in your house now, or somebody hurting you, or somebody threatening you right now, you know, then let's do something about it. Let's do something about it. You know, if you've got the local council stabbing you in the back and building a roadway, you know, through your town, your village, right, destroying your countryside, let's hear about it so we can do something. Let's do something about it. You know, that's where I like to go. I know things have got to be said and things have got to be done. But I think it might do us all, you know, just take a couple of steps back, take a couple of deep breaths.
If anything, it's encouraging people to empower themselves, all these measures.
Yeah, I think so, man. I mean, I don't like the idea. I saw a guy a while ago on a video. It was it's about the guy who got done for being a terrorist, you know. He was a rocketeer and he had the 7-7 video. He was up from the north somewhere. He said it. I can't remember the guy's name. I just apologize. If you're there and listening, accept my apologies. But he actually says on that video, he said, look, he'd had the squeeze, what he called the squeeze put on him. And he was speaking of his friend who's been locked up. And he said, and he's really been squalled. He said, and he's coming. He's going to squeeze all of you. You're all going to be squalled one way or another. That squeeze is coming. Now, I didn't want to hear that, Matrix. I knew it was right when he said it, because, you know, I've felt that before. You know, Lord only knows how much I felt it recently. But yeah, man, that is the crux of it. This is just another squeeze.
You know? All an excuse for us to rise. I'm dead sure of it. It keeps coming back to that in my mind. I keep going over and over things, and everything coming back in my mind, it's an excuse for us to rise and take control and take personal responsibility back. It might take a long while. I mean, it's sad people losing stuff.
You know,
Dom
Show, you know, and Dom getting back to what he's doing, I've been kind of following what he's been doing just recently, and there's quite a lot of police officers now starting to listen. We're not criminals.
The police forums, and there is a lot listening, and there's a lot educating. There's a lot of good guys on there spreading the message in a sensible fashion. So these guys will listen.
Yeah, I think it is a good thing. It is a real good thing. It is getting there because, you know, like you say, rise up. It looks like they're trying to squeeze us enough to rise up. And that would be a massacre, bro. I mean, we walk around Manchester today. But, you know, the irony of the facts, right? That was an organised demonstration, okay? Organised demonstration. We were all herded round and we all walked round like good little citizens. And literally, we get in front of the town hall and there's the recruitment for the armed services. I'm not kidding, Chris. I mean, it was surreal, wasn't it? I actually put away...
I'm the army.
Yeah, come forward a bit, the chair, so we can hear you. They can't hear you back there. Other Dark City activists.
Activists. More like, So yeah, the irony of it, we broke away because they were ushering us. I don't like being ushered around, you know. I don't, and I just find it funny. So this lady was trying to use this authority, and people had already straight away, not just one or two, but people were like, "Yeah, what authority have you got?" You know, and I'm skipping off up the street, mate. Well, they're all arguing about the authority she didn't have, about having authority over authority. And they moved on. And I literally, as the procession of people, the demonstration would be turning left and then right again around the square, Albert Square, I walked straight into Albert Square with my camera running, and there it is, you know, it is your problems. We'll solve your problems, you poor people walking past, you know. Come and join the armed services and stuff. And I walked in, and as I went in, and there's an helicopter. I mean, a great, I don't mean a little one, I mean a proper big helicopter, right? It was like, wow, look, I wonder if... And in my head, I'm thinking, I wonder if any young people could live in that. That's big enough, you know, you get a few beds in, that'd be great at a festival, wouldn't it? Turn up in your helicopter, Bob Earth flies, the resistance news, land up, you know what I mean? Forget solar, you know, we've got diesel generators in here that'll run a battleship.
We've got wind.
Yeah, wind, yeah, forget solar, you've now got wind. And there, there's one of the Red Arrows, little Red Arrows jet in the middle of it, and... this little armoured personnel with like a big machine gun thing on, sat on the front of it, and then there's children shooting guns in a tent. And we had a bit of a joke about that. You know, one of the guys beckoned me towards him, and I just shouted, "No, I can't do that, mate. I'm under the Firearms Act. I couldn't resist it."
Was there a lot of parents encouraging their kids to sit in the helicopter and pretend that they're soldiers?
When I'm walking through demonic areas, Chris, I stay incredibly focused on what I'm doing. I was pulled to two lost souls. They were actually at the entrance to the helicopter viewing part, you know, where you could go look in this helicopter. And the demonstration, you see, is they've carried on walking up, and this girl said to this young lad, "Is that for us? Is that for us? Are you doing?" And I turned and just reassured them, and I said, "No, it's not for you." You know what I mean? I said, "Well, it kind of is, because they kind of like don't want to pay tax, and you know, kind of like spending it, you know." But yeah, not directly. And, you know, and the surrealness. Like I said, I mentioned this on Bob's show. The surrealness of it. There's a lady in a wedding dress there, you know, all the regalia, and you know, look at the rich, you know, these rich people with the big frocks and the party towns and the machine guns. And as I'm walking out of it, there's this sign, and it says, "A life without limitations." And I couldn't, I popped as I'm walking out of it, and it just burst out of me. "Oh, look, a life without limitations, as long as you're prepared to die to achieve it. You know, let's blow shit out of somebody, and we can have a life without limitations."
Yeah, our life will be without our limitations, but not other people's lives.
Oh, well, you know...
The brown people we're killing, they're totally limited.
Oh, well, you know, I do actually look at this as kind of like... a bit hierarchical, I suppose, in the position where I choose to be. You know, if I had a choice, you know, between marching up that street and being urged about by the police and stuff, or going over and signing that sheet of paper, I'll march in the street any day. Any single day of the week. And I know it won't do no good. I know, you know, I know that. They've already decided what they're going to do. They don't give them monkeys. You know, hundreds of thousands maybe, yeah. Like I say, I'm not knocking all them good people who get out there. They are putting the message out, raising public awareness. Yes, don't dispute it. I really don't dispute that. So it's good work, really.
We are very much down on the numbers with these protests, though.
Well, I've noticed that. The so-called people who say they're going, the so-called numbers we say they are. It's complacency, Chris, nationally across the country, you know. It's the big squeeze. It squeezes and push you down, push you down. Eventually, there is no fight. Like I say, I don't want it to be a fight. I don't want it. I really do. You know, I don't want it. I feel like it's a national need rather than a want. And that members of the services, you know, and I'm not talking like the soldiers who were marching against poll tax, against the bedroom tax. Excuse me, you can see how far I go back. I was marching against the poll tax there. I mean, come back to me. We all stopped there last time, but the army have took residence this time. The soldiers were actually, there were a couple of soldiers actually marching past the soldiers complaining about bedroom tax. It was just surreal. The entire thing is you can't make this up.
Well, let's hope those soldiers connect the dots and realise that the taxes we're paying are paying them to go and do nasty deeds. Let's hope they connect the dots.
Well, speaking of taxes, Carly and I watched Simon Spaniard's latest vid today on YouTube, Taxman, the follow-up call. And man, you cannot believe this guy, Simon's got him there saying, well, you know, just all I need to know is just what the law is that requires ordinary human beings to pay tax. And
is that Mr. White he was talking to?
It was Mr. White. What a classic. Have you watched it?
Yeah, I've heard it. I've seen it. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Isn't it just?
Fantastic. I mean, one of the things it reveals is that these people working to collect taxes from the rest of us have absolutely no clue where the law, which requires the rest of us to pay taxes, is actually codified or written, and so cannot point to that law for anyone. And the simple question that Simon is asking is, can you please just point me to the law which requires men and women in this country to pay tax?
And then Mr. White says, well, I think the problem is with the question.
You're asking the wrong question.
He says the onus is on you to prove it doesn't exist. How can you prove it doesn't exist?
Yeah, go and prove a negative, and we'll carry on ripping the people of of Great Britain off.
Yeah. So they're really like, oh, it needs more people to make phone calls like that.
Oh, you're proving the negative. Some of you have been in phone calls that I've actually had with my mortgage company. All recorded, of course, and we will put that together and put it out eventually when we get time. But they actually said to me that there was no information on their records. They would check their records to see if there was any notes that I was exempt at that time, and they've sent me their notes, as you know. And on those notes, it actually says that all payments were made to my ex-wife at the time. On their own notes, it actually tells them on their own notes exactly what I told them, what it said on their notes at the time. They put that there were no payments being made to me, but they still put me on the mortgage. I just thought I'd let you know that they have actually, in this case, found what the negative that they thought they couldn't prove. They have actually found it and sent it.
So were they not
all the way along? They've been bluffing and bluffing and bluffing, and now it's starting to come home to roost. And the other thing this video showed really clearly is that they've been studying all of the internet to see what's been happening as well. They know all about Freeman now, and they know all about the argument about whether someone's a person or whether they're not a person, and all these kind of things. So I thought it was brilliant.
But this is it. They don't actually know. Sorry, go on, Bob.
Sorry, that sounds like they haven't done their research enough. They've only skipped over 5 or 10 minutes of it because they're talking very basic stuff that we were studying a couple of years ago. I mean, we've moved on now.
I'm kind of I'm actually doing it completely the opposite way around. I mean, because I was exempt from responsibility of my name, because of the medication they had me on, then now I am responsible. Now I'm not on medication now, so now I can become responsible for the name, and I'm going back through all the things which basically I can now look at with a, you know, without being doped up, and go, I can't be held responsible for that. I'm responsible now, and this responsible person is saying there's no way I would have written that from this responsible position. I was in an irresponsible position then, as deemed by themselves. So why did you put my name on the contract? When you knew that, you knew it. So I'm not actually trying to give up the onus of the name. I want to take back responsibility for Mr. Paul Aidan, the fictitious legal character that's created. That's a business, and you know, in my absence, people were running my business incorrectly, and other people were fraudulent in their actions with my employees. So yeah, chew on that. And you know, they just seem to crumble. They just crumble. It's like, oh, okay then. So yeah, I'm not actually giving up responsibility. I'm taking back responsibility for my name. And we silenced everyone. Should we go back to writing, aren't you, sir?
Yeah, rights. I want to hear some more about rights.
I'm just sitting here typing away into a friend of mine on Facebook has just posted on the social services Facebook page about the adoption, the forced adoption of her child because she's disabled, and the lies that are being told by the social workers involved. So I'm just putting a response to that, detailing the way the social services are financially rewarded for breaking up families, regardless of the effect on the children. I also mentioned, I've mentioned a couple who I spoke to a few weeks ago who had their children taken away when they reported that their kids were being abused by another family member not living in the family home. So the kids were taken away and placed with another family member, but in the home of the guy that was actually abusing them. Mm-hmm. And it's sick. I'm also remembering when my mum was a social worker, both my parents were, and she did a short stint in child protection for a couple of years. And that was back in the 90s. And the emphasis then was absolutely on keeping families together as much as possible. Even if there was a risk to a child in a particular family unit and a known risk, the emphasis was still on keeping the family together and providing the help and support that was needed. And it's all changed now. It's all targets, adoption targets and protection targets.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who's going to disagree with you there. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, removing a child from the home is abuse. If a child is in danger and protected, we pay him enough money, move in. Move in and support the family. You know, get the community involved, get the neighbours involved. And that's what we need to do. We've become speculative little units, you know. We don't help one another out. And we don't. Well, if you get stuck. No, it's too late. You can't help one another out when we're in a shithole. You know, let's not get in the shithole to help one another out. You know? Anyway, you know, I think what's important there is support. I think these people need to go through support. And I mean, when a child is taken away, or you know, a family's broken up in that manner, it's trauma. It's trauma. That is trauma. That's abuse. Right? I mean, justified abuse, well, hey, I don't believe you can, but hey, that's a belief. Before you catch me out. So yeah, just on that, because it came up, I've brought a guy who did a little bit with us in the onset of Dark City Radio. He might be able to give us some angles on the support that is available. This guy, are you there, Brian?
Yes, I am indeed. Hi, everybody. How can I help?
Well, the topic of people's children being taken into care, Brian. And lies being told about in social services and stuff like that, the synchronicity of life took place, mate. You text me,
yeah,
and I thought,
yeah.
Hey, I know a guy who can tell you about the support that children shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I say, I mean, sorry to disappoint everybody, and sorry to disappoint everybody. But like I say, when I'm not going to go through my story because people know my story, right? But when it comes down to the principle of getting the counselling, off the base services.
Brian, yes, Brian, yes. Just quickly, Brian, tell them your story, man, but be as brief as you can, you know?
Right, okay then. Well, what it was over a period of 10 years whilst I was in the care system, I was raped, abused. I was taken to North Wales, but I wasn't in North Wales Children's Homes, and I was abused, and I was abused satanically in North Wales. Like I said, this is probably a first for the radios anyway, but the place I've been in contact with is, I might as well tell you, is the place I've been in contact with is in relation to certain police operations, what's going on, yeah? But that's all I can say. This is why if Facebook users have noticed I've been very quiet, but that's all I can say for the time being. But I can guarantee you it's on the 30 years that I have done this that is going to be a major movement. Can you remember, Bob, a couple of months ago when I was saying, all you've got to do is wait 3 to 4 months?
I do remember.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, and that broke. And that actually broke 2 weeks ago.
I know
I just want people to believe it's right. Now, back on the... Well, I was raped in care and everything, so they're satanically abused. It's only recently with additional counselling that I've realised I was satanically abused more than once. I've always thought it was once. But within my conscience, that's my conscience denying that it ever happened in a way. People know what I mean, yeah? But as for counselling for the survivors, what's actually been through the system, not only sexually, physically, psychologically, medically, in the 30 years that I searched for the ideal counselling was, I forgot, I'm not with it at the minute, Bob, because I've got really bad toothache, yeah? Regressional therapy? It was something where you go back over.
Regression therapy, Brian.
Yeah. Hi, Miff. Yeah, they took us back over. And what it was this time round, the counsellor wasn't actually directing you. You were directing the counsellor. Yeah? By what you were saying, the counsellor was actually moving for you but you were telling the counsellor would give you their point of view. But ultimately, it took me 30 years. But I was my own worst enemy because I was continuously campaigning anyway. The counsellor said for me to stop counselling. See, it's different for me because I had to campaign, you know. That's how I got over mine. Well, that's how I come to terms with what happened to us. Because of the campaigning I've done. But like I say, some people what's been through can't do that. And you can understand that. But ideally, any counselling what's out there is usually run by the very authorities what's abused you. It's Brian, like that. Yeah.
Brian, because I know a lot of the times in these things, there's not a lot of hope for people. And I know like the people like yourself and a couple of the colleagues you've introduced me to recently.
Uh-huh.
And they are making grave steps in the right direction, man.
Yes.
In the only...
Yes, I mean, it's not all... Yes, exactly. It's not all...
If I may, Brian, you took a couple of weeks out, didn't you, a while ago? I know you've campaigned incessantly for years, and you took a bit of time out, Brian. Mm-hmm. I know you've stepped back a little bit from all this. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling now, mate? Has that done it?
At this moment in time, I'm actually...
The holiday and you're better tomorrow.
I'm okay, I've had some good time out, I've had a bit of time for myself, I've been thinking about things, and the way things are going, I'm quite happy.
Good on you.
There is also, for them other people what's listening, there is also another operation, I'll get done for this, like I'm not bothered, there is also another operation taking place by the Home Office. There's another internal investigation in towards a lot of people, a lot of high important people what's being named. Yes, everybody's stunned by that, but I know this because as you know, Bob, I have a lot of contacts here for a long, long time. But as for counselling for children, as for counselling for people what's been through, there's one organisation which I will plug, is the National Association for Children Abused in Childhood, which is NAPAC. I don't know if you've heard of them, Bob.
Well, all this is kind of, it's not new to me, man. You know what I mean? It's been going on a while, but no, I don't know these things. But
yeah. Well, like I say, if the listeners would like to type the NAPAC, which is National Association of Children Abused in Childhood, yeah? Well, I know Peter very, very, very well. I knew Peter long before he set this up, you know. We helped each other. You know, I put some of my ideas to it. He put some of, yeah, you know what I mean? But like I say, the interesting thing is there's a lot coming out lately, you know. There's people that are enough, you know what I mean? There's a new change in the world, you know what I mean? Even though RV's back from what I've done all these years, yeah, I've still been looking and listening. I have to do it for the children, you know. And I'm quite pleased the way things are going. And he's one for years as well. I'm actually pleased with certain police operations as well, because I think the police are really going all out this time, and people would be surprised by that.
No, Brian, we've had other reports of this, mate. We were mentioning it earlier. You didn't catch it on the show, that there are now numerous of police officers. We were just saying that it'd be nice if this was also happening within our army and air force and so forth. People are being squeezed. We're being squeezed quite hard all over, one way or another. One way or another, this pressure's being put on every household in the country.
Yep.
It's almost like they're trying to get us to have a go. You know, the very marches today, they got the armed forces right at the front of the town hall, you know, and there it was. The irony, I could see the irony. People are marching to protect their homes, in a sense. You know, a bedroom. You know, we're going to... A bedroom. You know, some of these people's bedrooms, right, the children aren't in the bedrooms because they've got them in fucking care. We took them away from them because they've not had jobs or do you know what I mean? They have piercings.
Yeah, 100%, mate, 100%.
You know what I mean? It's the irony of the fucking situation, you know what I mean? It's like, if I didn't have a sense of humour, Brian, I'd be getting angry. That's the only thing that stops me.
I mean, like I say, listeners, it's absolutely so pathetic. It's pathetic what they're doing. It's pathetic what the government's doing. You know what I mean? Next, you're going to get a window tax. Do you know that?
We've already had that. They even paused that in the old, what was it, 1400 and something or other?
Yeah, I think it was the 1700s. The window tax. Yeah, and that's coming.
Yeah.
Next, you're going to have a tax of how many bricks you took to build your house.
Anyway, Brian, thanks for joining us, mate.
I'll mute, but I'll still listen in if you need us.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool. We've only got about 10 minutes left of the show.
Yeah. I thought the lady with the Scouse accent, I thought I recognised her.
Well, I was just popping back on, Brian, to ask, because I think I recognise your voice. I was thinking I may have seen you in the documentary Adam Rickwood and the Medamsley Heroes, but maybe we've actually met elsewhere.
No, I wasn't actually in that, but I know the lads what was in that. I was more in Angels Against Child Abuse.
I've not seen that one, but I will.
I do recognise you. I think I've spoken to you direct.
I used to be Kaz. I'm now called Callie, but I was called Kaz. I was Kaz 67 on the forums and whatnot.
Were you Trafalgar?
I have been to Trafalgar, yeah, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, were you with the ladies with the tents?
No, wasn't. It was just a one-off demo. I can't even remember what we were demonstrating, but I think it was around 2011 or 2000.
Yeah, I'll have been down. Yeah, I'm 100%. I've met you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give.
Oh.
Go on, what?
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
No, he hasn't.
No, I haven't. I'm back. I think I'm playing hide and seek.
Well, we'll have a chat after the show and figure out where we know each other from then.
Yeah, I know you. I know for a fact that in a good way, obviously. There you go. Okay. Right, what I'll do is I'll mute and I'll let you get on with this show, yeah?
Yeah, we're nearly done. Right. Won't be long, yeah.
Anybody got any good more ideas for Toothache? He's a little story to cheer the enemies I've got, yeah? Right. Goes to the dentist for a fill and they end up cracking my tooth, right? On and off for the last week or so, I've been backwards and forwards. Takes 2 hours to get one tooth out. To get a molar out, yeah. They've left off my tooth in my mouth. I've got to go back on Tuesday to get the rest of it. Just get the rest out. Good, eh?
Look at the check.
What do you do? Have you got any seed? Sorry, Paul. I've just got a remedy for toothache. Okay, if you've got any sage in your larder, in your kitchen, and if you've got a mortar and pestle, grind the sage up into a powder and rub it directly onto the gum.
Right, I've got oil of cloves.
Oh, that's ideal. Perfect. Use that.
I've got something else, but I'm not mentioning that on Dark City Radio.
I'm using something else. Cannabis. Everyone.
Cannabis is your best medicine.
Yeah, cannabis oil if you got it.
I was given two tramadol earlier on for my toothache. My God, I was floating past bloody Saturn.
You don't want to be doing any of that at all.
No, neither. Yeah.
No one doing any of that, man.
I'll not be touching them again, I tell you. Yeah. Bloody horrible.
Not good stuff. Not good stuff at all.
No, anyway, I'm going to shoot, keep in touch with that lady with the brilliant Scouse accent, yeah?
I will do, Brian. Sorry, we were muted, and we'll get mute again now. Speak to you later, hon.
Yeah, always like Scouse people, brilliant people. Brilliant people. Right? See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye,
Brian. So, yeah, that was Brian. He once was with, a while back, the Associations Against Social Services, I think it was. Action Against Social Services. So he did a lot of work back then. So, yeah, for just filling us in, I thought we might be able to get a few support groups, maybe. But like Brian says, many of these groups are actually paid by the same authorities that may have been in hand of the abuse. Seems to be pretty endemic. Well, would have been nice to finish on a higher note rather than that, I suppose. So, anybody got a higher note? Clove oil for toothache. I can see turmeric healed my son's gums within days. Turmeric, it's good stuff. If you haven't got any tips regarding this, because we're all into solutions, we really are, and that's what we're about. Get on, join us, call in after the show. I wanted to touch more on the Spanish connection and stuff, but we're going to get that to you. I promise we will. Rick's show's coming up on Sunday. Packed. It's just packed now, the schedule. I can't keep up with it. So please, if you're out there and you have been supporting us, please do so. If you want to support us again, yeah, I have to mention this. We've only a few minutes. There is a button if you can find it. And you can support. We do need to get a new server, and then we need €16,000. €16,000, and we can start curing people for cancer in Spain. Of course, if you want to send us €160,000, we'll cure hundreds, maybe even thousands, of people with cancer in Spain. Or at least we will give them the opportunity to have a go. So, yeah, hopefully we'll get some more of that out to you. We are working on that behind the scenes. Spain does look like the prime candidate. If you are out in Portugal area, please get in touch with us. If you know about our laws there, if we can't bring this cure to the people and we can't solve the people from this land, we'll strike from another. What else can we do? What else can we do? We've got to actually get the movements moving. Get them moving. You know, non-violent action. Non-violent. Okay, I'll scream and shout out. Anyone that tries to get you or convinces you that's the right way is the enemy. I've no doubt about it. They are the enemy. Doesn't matter who you, what the reasonings, what your motivations are, as soon as you start threatening violence or becoming violent with other people, we have lost the game. We can't win. We can. So good things coming up. Good things on Dark City. Don't trust me. Tune in. And if you are getting into the Sunday shows, get in early. We've been promised the server's going to be broken again. We've been promised before. We hope they do, because then we'll get a bigger one. But until we do, we're going to stick with what we've got. Anybody want to say goodbye before I throw the jingle on? And
bye-bye, everybody.
Yes, you thought I'd... Hello, Chris. Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad.
He said goodbye, not hello.
Cheers. Have a good one, everyone.